I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey's getting sweeter every day.
Something to believe in. Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Problems only weigh me down and cause my sunny skies to turn gray. But I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day.
Well, hello, good morning to you. Yes, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. Well, the Lord has allowed us another week. And here we are coming across the radio, across the airways, into your homes, automobiles, convalescent places, wherever you are, to tell you there is truly something that we can believe in. Aren't you glad today for the Lord Jesus Christ and how that He gave His only begotten Son that you and I might have life and that our life might be more abundantly? I'll be speaking on that in just a few moments. But right now, let's go back to a beautiful song that Martha's been doing for several years, and a lot of people like this. It's got a great message. It says, "Even in the valley."
I face a mountain, a trial of stone. Down in the valley, I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher ground.
Ah, there's a great message in that song, "Even the Valley is Higher Ground." You, Satan can't touch us, and we're so glad for that today. I heard someone say the other day that people that always have a mountaintop experience are only high and windy. Well, I guess I'm having a mountaintop experience because I stay high on Jesus, and, well, some people say that I have a gift to gab. Well, that gift to gab is to tell the beautiful story of Jesus and His love. I'm glad for you today. We're going to go right back right now and do another song. I'm going to send us out to Patty Harper and Barry. We're glad to hear that Barry has had his test, and we're praying that everything will turn out all right with him. Doris Neely, praying for you also. And all of our, we got a lot of people in our listening audience that we need to pray for. We need your prayers. And we're praying for you, okay? And we want to do this one especially for Patty and Barry. And this one says, "There is no charge."
boy came into the kitchen one evening while his mom was fixing supper. He handed her a piece of paper that he had been working on. And after she wiped her hands on her apron, she takes the letter in her hand and she begins to read. And this is what it said. For mowing the lawn, Mom, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, Mama, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash the other day, Mama, $1. And for getting a good report on my report card, $5. For raking the yard, Mom, $2. He said the total is $14.75. Well, the mother stood there thinking while 1,000 memories began flashing in and out of her mind. So she picked up the pen, she turned over the letter, and this is what she wrote back to that little boy.
For the 9 months I carry you, growing inside of me, no charm. For the nights I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charm.
And for all the time and the tears and the cost down through the years, why, my son, there's no charge.
When you add it all up, the real cost, my love.
For all of this, there is no charge.
But the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. Advice and the knowledge, the cost of your kindness, no charge.
And for all the toys, the food and the clothes, and the many times I've had to wipe your nose, there's no charge, my son. When you add it up, all up,
when you add it all,
the real cost of my love,
real cost,
is no charge. Well, when the mother got through talking with the little boy, he looked up at her with great big tears in his eyes. He said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he reached out, he took the letter in his hand, and he wrote in great big words, paid in full.
Paid on the real cost of my love.
The real cost is no charge.
No charge. Well, I've had this song right here on my mind for the last two or three days. Going to play it right now. Sherry Williams and also Fred, hope you're doing real well. This one says, I got leaving on my mind.
Well, it's need repair. The windows and the shutters, letting in the cold, cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them. When I can get some time. But all I've been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. You know, it seems that's all I've been thinking about most of the time. How that soon and very soon I'll leave this whole world so far behind and lay
an old mind. You know, so many people, they say, why don't you get out of there and go find you a better place to live? Oh, but I just can't seem to get excited about this old world and what it's got to give. I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. Oh, what good would a world do me with this leaving on my mind? Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. You know, that's all that I've been thinking about most of the time. How that soon and very soon I'll leave this whole world so far behind. And lately I've got
she loved to hear me singing, and I love to sing it. While people around the Beckley area here, just about every church I've been in, they always request we do that song, and that's a great song. And Rusty Goodman done that song, and I remember his daughter, Tanya, she said, well, we just wasn't through with Dad. Well, he went home to be with the Lord. We never know, just one day, that we'll slip out from this life, and we'll go home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Never forget, my friend, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. But can we leave this world with a satisfied mind? Well, here's a song that I love, and I'll hope you enjoy it. It said, one day I'll come to climb my last mountain.
I've climbed a lot of hills, walked some lonely valleys. I've seen times the sun just wouldn't shine. But today, as I was struggling, the good Lord said to me, this is the last mountain you will ever have to climb. I'm climbing the last mountain. Soon I'll reach the end of the line. Like Moses of old, when he stood on Mount Nebo, this is the last I'll ever have to climb. I know there'll be joy. I know there'll be singing when at last I view the promised land. He'll hold my trembling hands. Heaven's joy will all be mine. This is the last mountain that I'll ever have to climb. I'm climbing the last mountain. Soon I'll reach the end of the line. Like Moses of old,
when he stood on Mount Nebo. This is the last mountain that I'll ever have to climb. This is the last mountain that I'll ever have to climb.
Yes, sir, one of these days we'll come to that last mountain. And when we come to that last mountain, like Moses of old, view the promised land, it'll be worth it all.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hand, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care.
Oh, but the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Well, you know, over the years we've met a lot of people, and a lot of people have a request for different songs. We do a lot of different songs. I never do that song. I don't think about my good friend Anna Cole, who passed away several years back. I pastored her over there at the Dropping Lick Church. And that was Anna Cole's favorite song. I need a wall of prayer protecting me. Well, listen what the Bible said. The Bible said in John 10:10, and we're very familiar with this passage of Scripture. It says, "The thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy." A boy asked the preacher one time, he said, "Preacher, is the devil real?" And the preacher said, "Absolutely, he's as real as you and I." And the young man said to it back to him, the young boy did, said back to the preacher, "Well, preacher, if he is so real, then why have I never met him?" Well, the preacher kind of pondered for just a little bit, scratched his head, looked at the young man, because this young man needed a sincere answer. And he said, "Son, you asked me the question, is the devil real? And I told you that he was. But," he said, "let me ask you a question." He said, "Can two people meet when they're walking in the same direction?" I ask you the same question today. Can two people meet when they're walking in the same direction? Yes, there is a devil out there. The Bible said he cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I preach a sermon sometime called, "Devil, You Can't Have My Beans." We wonder sometime what's going on in this whole world, and what's going on in the homes, what's going on in the family, in the marriage, what's going on in our churches. Well, I'm going to tell you, my friend, the devil is out to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes in many, many different forms. He came to Adam and Eve, and he questioned the Word of God. God said, the day that you touch it, you shall surely die. And the devil said, oh, God didn't really mean what he said. And you know that same old, I'm not going to call it theology, but that same old stuff is being told today. Oh, God didn't mean exactly what he said. But my friend, God said it, he meant it. And today we need to realize there is a devil out there. Jesus Christ met him. He was opposed by him on the mount, up on the mountainside. He went there and he said, the first thing he said to Jesus, if thou be the Son of God. He comes to you and I today. He's very deceiving. He's very convincing. He's out to destroy. He's out to kill. He's out to steal. He wants your family. He wants your church. He wants this radio ministry. He wants me. He wants everything that he can get. I remember the Gorbachev years ago, the Russian leader. He always cried that he wanted peace. He talked about many different nations, about peace. But I remember that what Ronald Reagan also made the statement. He said it's true that Gorbachev says he wants peace. But we need to realize, the American people need to realize that Gorbachev is wanting a piece of everything that he can get. But my friend, that's not the peace that God gives you. Peter said he will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He wants to bring in turmoil. He wants to get into your mind. He wants to get into your heart. He wants to get into your church. He wants to get into your family. He wants to bring about confusion and deception. He is the great deceiver. He is a great liar. He's a father of lies. He is the one that brings division. He's the one who is not telling you the truth. You know, I think so many times when I read this passage of Scripture, he's like the fox wanting to get in the chicken house. He didn't come to help the chicken. He came to kill the chicken. And my friend, that's what the devil is all about. I don't think today that we're really projecting him like he really is. Yes, he is real. He's out to get our beans. He's out to get our churches. He's out to kill, steal, and destroy. I told Brother Barry Harper the other day that every big gun that the devil has been aimed toward my life and toward my family and toward my churches. But my friend, I'm going to be like the songwriter said, I got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. And we need to take a stand against the devil. I mean, don't whitewash it. Don't tell people, oh, that's just a mess you're in. It is a mess you're in. It's sin, and it is a mess. And it's something that will take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And one day, the Bible says that God will judge man because of the sins that he has committed. But I'm not going to leave you there. I want to take you on down just a little bit farther. The Bible said, but Christ is the door to the church. And he said, but I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Now, you can take that to the bank with you, my friend. God don't want you to live on meager fare. He ain't got a cabin for you in the corner of Glory Land. He's got a mansion for you. John 14 said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again. I'll receive you unto myself. Or you say, well, it's going to be great when I leave this world and go to heaven. It can be great right now if we realize we have an abundant life. Through Jesus Christ, all things are possible to them that will believe. He defeated the devil. He disgraced the devil. He destroyed the devil at Calvary. And if you let him destroy you, my friend, then you simply don't believe what the Bible is trying to say to us today. We can have peace with God. We can have that peace that he gave to us. He said, I give you a peace, not as the world giveth, but it's a peace that God gives you. And I'm saying to you today that God will give you that peace. He will give you peace in your soul. If your soul is troubled today, it's sin that is the problem. Why don't you confess that sin to God and let him give you peace, and he'll give you a peace that will surpass all understanding.
His tender voice.
voice I hear, I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me. I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of His power, and of all of His might. Well, seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes, and when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand, and this I heard him softly say, "Well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar, lead me."
I want you to, right now, if you're there in our radio audience, maybe your wife is sitting with you, maybe you're just there by yourself, but I want you to touch something. I want you to reach out and get a hold of something. You know, Oral Roberts used to say that. And I just feel impressed today. I don't know about you, but I am tired of the devil trying to beat my life, trying to take away what God has given to me. I can stand firmly on the Word of God. It belongs to me. I claim it. I got two beautiful little Cocker Spaniels, and I claim them. You say, "Well, that's a dog." I don't care. God gave them to me. I love them. They love me. And today, I want us to bind our hearts together and our minds together. And I want you to pray for Martha and I, and I'm going to be praying for you. And we're not going to pray and ask God to do anything. I told Martha, I said, "I'm tired of praying for this and praying for that. I'm going to get down to the source of things. I'm going to do it according to the Bible." Devil, you're a liar. You're the father of liars. You come to kill. You come to steal. You come to destroy. But I stand firmly today on the Word of God. But Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And devil, we're going to have that abundant life. If Jesus said we could have it, then it belongs to us. And I'm going to take possession right now of what you have given to me. In Jesus' name we pray and we agree together for this ministry, for this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We are praying for you. I hope that you joined us in that prayer. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you. Will you sit down this week and write to me? I need to hear from you. Stand with us in this radio ministry. In this day and time, people blame it on the economy. They blame it on many different things. But I feel that this ministry is going to continue because people like you have already determined that it will continue. And when we keep that mind of determination and do what God tells us to do, I know that we will succeed. Well, thank you. We love you. Pray for us. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to...